Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
I'm not going to lie, I'm already happy that it's Thursday morning. Are you?
Me too.
All right, here it is. It's 7:25 Facebook fight. These feuds that you see and you screenshot them and get them to us here at The Wolf. And who sent us this one, Mandy?
Special thanks to Jennifer, who sent us this Facebook fight from the Elko Newmarket Neighbors page.
And reminder, Jennifer is getting Stars and Guitars tickets for sending this out this week. A very special edition of prizes for the Wolf Pack.
Nice dramatic pause, PT. I love that when you do that. By the way, we have to use the submitted Facebook fight that you sent us to get the Stars and Guitars tickets.
We can't do it without you, Wolf Pack, so get those screenshots in and send them in to Mandy.
We're arguing with John today, who issued a warning to his neighbors that if he catches their dogs jumping on his kids, he's either going to shoot them or eat them.
Or what? Or breed them?
Eat them.
Oh, eat them.
Classic.
Not like breeding them. All right.
So here's who's going to play who in today's fight. And just a reminder, the names in the fight have been changed to protect the guilty. PT, you're going to be John.
John.
I'm going to be Ruth. And Greg, you're going to be Tom.
All right.
It's the Elko Newmarket edition of Facebook Fight Theater. John. This past Tuesday, a large brown dog with a turquoise blue collar ran into our yard and jumped on our son. He pushed it away several times and it still continued to jump on him. We live in the Whispering Creek neighborhood. I want to be a good neighbor. However, if I'm home and see a large dog jump on my kids, rest assured, I will defend my kid and not wait to find out if your pet is friendly or not. Heck, I ate dog when I was stationed in Korea and won't have any problems shish kebabbing your hunting partner. P.S. My wife is a dog lover and was not a fan of this post, so don't yell at her.
Ruth, I don't own a dog, but you sound a little intense. Please don't shoot or eat the dogs. It's their owner's fault. Don't make the dog pay for their mistake.
Tom, how weak and unimaginative does a man have to be to think his only solution for a jumping dog is to shoot him?
Hey, who said shoot?
So, are you telling us you eat the dog alive then?
Tom, I can see you're a passionate canine lover. However, you've missed some of the hyperbole and sarcasm inserted to bring a bit of levity to a maybe sensitive issue.
We get it, John. You're a tough guy. Who doesn't joke about eating and killing dogs, really? You should do stand-up.
How about stepping in front of the dog and shooing him away? How about tossing some food to the dog and making friends, then taking him by the collar and leading him out of your yard? How about putting the dog in your garage and calling the police? How about all of those things instead of instantly assuming the solution is violence?
I'm sorry if you don't understand that I was using sarcasm to lighten the mood. My wife and I are here laughing our asses off that you're picturing me coming out, a guns a-blazing on a toy poodle.
Imagine a picture of a package of Oscar Mayer wieners.
Ooh.
John, here's your best ammunition against jumping dogs. Stock up.
I'm just going to use them as bait.
I'm going to throw them down the hallway.
Wait, what?
I don't know. But, I mean, if the dogs, like, if I was in a hallway and there was dogs and I had Oscar Mayer wieners, I'd just throw them down the hallway at them.
Yeah, and use them as bait.
I'd just watch them lapping up.
Oh, now it's getting messy.
Thanks, Jennifer, in Elko Newmarket. And that's this Thursday's edition of Facebook Fight Theater.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.